instead of cold New York, you have warm Florida, even though I heard it's Florida weather over Shabbos, Taka, so he was giving you the hachana to come to the Florida weather here. But then I heard the Shabbos is coming a blizzard. It's a real schus to be to learn some little Torah together. To be honest with you, I know it's called officially the Emek HaMelech BRS Emek HaMelech Winter Koilov. There's chaver here from YU and Landers and other yeshivas. Weimarger is my Rebbe. Rabbi Levin is, I would say, also my Rebbe. But nice at the end of the day, for us Jews, the Torah connects. The Torah connects us. The Karsh Tov to Rabbi Shapta has been, or literally had this vision since the summer to be able to connect Jews from New York and Florida together. It's very, very special. So Rabbi Shapta sent out a text message asking what everyone wanted to talk about. So at the end of the day, I saw it was going to be the beginning of Shavuot, and I said, you know what? Let's talk about Shavuot. So anyone who gets, Shavuot, I'm not talking about crazy things, I'm talking about Lamaisa. Shavuot and learning Torah. Why Dafka? What's Shavuot all about? You could go to Tzvi Meyer Zilberberg's Chaburas, and you could go to all his farm and see what that's all about. But Pashtus Shavuot stands for the weeks of Shemos, Va'er, Bo, B'Shach, Yisro, and Mishpatim. The Shulah HaKadosh says, Derech Yisrael is oyer behem b'mei shovivim b'tarchei tshuva. As soon as you quote from the Shulah, you don't have this on in your pages, but the Shulah says that these days are days of tshuva. And for the Jews who need a little bit more of a halachic background, halachic source, the Prima Gadim writes in Orach Chaim, so now you can say that's quoted in a volume in Shulchan Aruch, Yesh noyegin b'pshuta shovivim, says that at the end of the day, there are Jews who complete these days, and there are Jews who fast during these days. They're very, very uplifting days. So before we go to source one from the Shem Yishmuel, what is it about Mitzrayim? What is it about these parshias from Shmos until Mishpatim in a Eber year, in a leap year, that at the end of the day we're trying to work on? Now, I'll be honest with you, it's what the Kol is doing right here. It's what you guys are doing. The Mori Naim, the Rebbe of Chernobyl, says in the beginning of Sefer Shemos, Parsha Shemos, and he says that at the end of the day, we know that Galus Mitzrayim wasn't just a physical Galus. It wasn't a physical Galus. It wasn't the Ikar. The Ikar of the Galus was Galus Hadas. My Rebbe, Rabbi Simon, maybe some of the Jews here who know my Rebbe, Rabbi Simon Shlito, from YU, and he quotes this in his first piece. One of the first pieces of Parshas Shemos, he said, Mitzrayim wasn't just a physical galus; it was a spiritual galus. It was a galus not to be able to think, like the Mesilas Yesharim says famously, that the Paro made us so busy that we weren't able to think. And he quotes the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says, "V'sartem avartem alokim acherim." Right? The Baal Shem Tov says, "We ask Hashem that at the end of the day, we should stop being mehera. Just calm down, slow it down. What are we doing in this world? The fact that you guys chose time, your vacation, your month. I know Rosh Hashanah, I heard you guys head off from Rosh Hashanah. So when I was in YU, they didn't give off Rosh Hashanah. You had a few days off before Yom Kippur attack. You guys had a whole month. I don't know if they give you a whole month now. You guys chose to be able to learn Torah. That's Geula. Al-Tikr Ben-Charos El-Cheres, which says in Pirkei Avos. To be someone who, I understand it's Florida weather, Takas. It's not like, let's see if the BRS, let's see if you guys go into Antarctica. I'm not sure about Alaska. Let's see. This is Geula. So let's see it inside a little bit. The Shem Yishmuel says on page 1. He said it last week in Parshas Vayichin. He says, the days of Shovim are the Zman of a Tikkun Lechid Hayadua for those Jews who need a Tikkun of the sin. Since we know that he's talking about Kedusha, Shmei Sinam, Shmei Sabris. And he says that in the past years, he quotes from his grandfather. Shem Yishmuel's grandfather was the Kutzker. He says that back in the day, it used to be people were fasting, Shehiluch, Baderech, this and this, that. Baderech HaTorah, V'lo Shtabal Yisanisim, Sigufim. He says at the end of the day, you want to know what the Iker Tshuva, the Iker time of Shavim is all about? It's Dafka learning. Dafka coming, making the BRS Winter Kolo. Look inside the first, over there where it's the underline. Shehiluch baderech haTorah, who gadol shebigufin maguf. Someone who learns Torah, someone who goes on the day of Torah, That's greater than all the types of dipping in the mikvahs and the cold mikvahs and the fast. Umuvan sha'ish Hashem shekamo lishtaba the Torah. Hein migis halima v'hem besimsim ta'alachas ma'isa l'abim p'tarcha yitorah. Moro yoyser mikol sigufa aguf. Someone who decides to learn. And I think you guys are learning the halachas of Lo Sasser, yeah? And you're learning, you have the Gemara Zah, and you're thinking about, okay, is this Daraisa, Darabanan, the Kesef Mishnah, this and that, how could it be Savik Brachos La'akal, how could anything be a Darabanan? That is the Ikar Tshuva. The Ikar Tshuva is the Torah. Hashivinu Avinu L'Sor HaSecha, we say. The Ikar Tshuva is Dafka learning. That's what you guys are doing right here. I remember when I was, in January, I was probably going to Israel. Okay, we had a little Stolov, anyway, if anyone's a little familiar with the Stolov, Rav Moshe Tzvi, I know he's in Ukraine right now, it's my Rebbe as well. We learned, but to come and to sit and shtag, it's the Iker, it's what Shuvim is all about. And Rav Kook explains it beautifully on page number 2. And he quotes in the Sefer Olas Ariyah, he says, that's exactly what someone who's really free, is able to understand that time is theirs. Look at the underlined. Ha'hevdel shebein ha'evel leben chorin eneno rak hevdel me'amadi ba'asher mirka zehu meshubat la'achar zeh v'zehu bilti meshubat ano yichole limso evan maskil sheruchu hu malachiros ul'hevach ben chorin sheruchu hu ruchu sha'evan.
He says you can find such powerful language. Usually I try to stay away from Avkal Kamechsor of Weinberger Shalita translated, but I think we get it.
Sometimes you can find an Eved who's so free. You can have that slave, that Jew in Auschwitz, who's mamish free. He's learning Torah like the Ish Kodesh. He's learning Torah, even though he's physically mikoytz aruach me'avod kasha. It's mamish very hard, but he's free because he's learning. Or you could have that free person, and he's not able to put this away during Seder. Can't. I know what it means, by the way. I'm in yeshiva. When I learn nowadays, this is hard. Having this next to you is hard. I don't know what they have. They have boxes. My friend used to go. I mean, he was a Nativ guy. He was a little bit of a knacker. So in Nativ, you can't go in unless putting the phone in. So he used to go around the YU based midrash collecting phones and like chevro, depending on which yeshiva you went to, like just like looking at him like, okay, very good. But at the end of the day, it's so true. When you're learning there. And then this thing is buzzing every 5 seconds. It's very hard to focus. And he says this is exactly in the bottom of Anachnu Le'oira Hapinimi Shalcheres Ha'atzmis Hazos Choros Alaluchos Atiker Tiker Choros Alcheres. You can see the rest of the piece. But at the end of the day, he says someone who learns, someone who's able to put this down, put the world down. You're tapping into Ruchnius. You're tapping into the neshama of what it means to be a Jew. You're tapping into what it means to be at the end of the day out of Golos. Meaning, we're still physically in Golos, we're in Boca, or you're in New York, or you're in California learning. But if you're learning, you're not in Golos, you're in Geula. You're choosing something that's higher than yourself. You're choosing something that is a Ben Melech, a Ben Chayim. B'nai Saskar even goes even further. B'nai Saskar's Yard Site's tomorrow night. So everyone knows B'nai Saskar on the month. But it's safer also that B'nai Saskar wrote on the mitzvahs, on the Torah. And he quotes in the Sefer Derech Bikudecha, beautiful insight. He says that at the end of the day, we know the mitzvah of Peruvu, Machlokis, Beisol, Beshama, exactly how to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Peruvu. But he says that at the end of the day, a Jew can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Peruvu, of multiplying and being fruitful, Dafka and learning. Dafka and learning. When you decide to be able to learn, and you're putting ideas together, and you're learning, and you're putting natosos and natosos together, and you're trying to figure out a Machlokis, That's a key of mitzvah peruvu. And that's why a lot of achronim say, the Rambam says a person should be able to learn, and you can be able to push it off. If you're learning, you're able to push off marriage. But this is B'nai Saskar says so beautifully in Chavav. Lifros v'larbas b'torah l'holi b'chol pam sichlios chadosh m'torah m'idei davri b'zeh ad adavar b'frat halazeh kasher dati k'levar b'chol mitzvah ramzeh ha'torah ha'tului ba. Ki Torah nitzches by the underline. Ki he bechol eis bechol zev inib zos a mitzvah efshar l'kayim bechol eis bechol zev mitzvahs period v'rivya b'torah l'holid bechol pam shekol chadash b'torah. So at the end of the day, you decide to be able to learn. You're doing me and being the kind of mitzvah peruvu. Obviously, that mitzvah is very, very connected to the inyan of shovim. Shovim is all about the inyan of kedusha. It means if you're walking in the street and you decide to be a Rav Moshe Or it'd be like the Rebbe. They used to say stories of the Rebbe, the Lavitch Rebbe and Rav Moshe. They used to see him always flipping through their lips. So nowadays, you probably just look at their ears and you think that he guys on Bluetooth. But they would be saying Mishnayos by heart. That the Rebbe said, you're walking Ubalechtecha b'derech. It's not just an app. Ubalechtecha b'derech. Ubalechtecha b'derech means that I'm walking, I'm saying, I know Jews who live in this community, who live 5 minutes from here, and they drive to Miami every single day, and that you could either listen to some awful radio station. The sports in New York is, the sports radio is much better than sports radio. Anyone here wants to move down to Florida, the weather's a reason, the sports radio is just not a reason. I was a big Mike and Mike fan. Supposedly, I know they're not together anymore. They're getting into a big fight. I don't know. Whatever. Oh, this guy's giving us shir. It looks like he knows more sports than Torah. It's probably true. At the end of the day, he goes down. No, I got to laugh. Okay, Baruch Hashem. We're trying to loosen it up a little bit. Come into my house. I have to loosen you up a little. He says, Mishnayos by heart. Every single drive, he goes down to Miami, comes back, which is about an hour drive. He's just saying Mishnayos by heart. Chazering. Be mekayem mitzvah peruvu. That's geula. That's what shovim is all about. By the way, the svarim say shovim gematria shas. I like gematrias. Some people think, oh, they're cute. If you're learning daf yomi, it was just in the daf yomi. Gematria is mamish, the highest of the high. Shovim is gematria shas. 360. Yeah. So we just made a siyum a shas. It's what it means to be a Jew during this time. You can see the B'nai Saskar at the end of the day for your own time. Before we go to the end page, just one is to be able to say, why is it that Shovim is Dafka in this man? Why is Shovim in the time between Chanukah and Purim? Shovim could have been in between Shavuos, and it could have been in the time from Shavuos to Tisha B'Av. Seems like a downtime. I don't know about you. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, this is like the time, okay, how am I going to get to watch the Jets or the Giants? That's what it was. How am I going to get to Yerushalayim to be able to watch them win? That was my time. That's what I do in Shanaf. What's going on during this time? The Uri's donuts are done. For everyone who's mechaving the Uri's donuts, and you're not getting Uri's donuts in Golan. Golan's very nice. Kavaldik, you're not getting the Uri's donuts. So what's going on? I look like I'm old because with the gray hairs, but I still know the hack. It's a good place in Yerushalayim. It's to sell caramel donuts. Psh, my Rosh Chodesh Kislev. But what are you supposed to do, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, to Purim? And in an Ibra year, you're waiting an extra month. So I think it's like this. I think it's so pasha. The Medrash says, and it's quoted by the Belzer Rebbe, and also quoted by the Bach. The Medrash says that the Yevanim had a Kabbalah. That as long as the Klai Yisrael were lighting the menorah, the Greeks couldn't touch us. That's the Medrash says, quoted by the Bach. Some in Tafresh Ayin. As long as we lit the menorah, they couldn't touch us. And the Belzer Rebbe asks, Rav Yitzchak Dor of Belz, he says, what's Pshat? So long as we were lighting the menorah, they couldn't touch us. So he says, we all know the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Harotze Sheyachim, you want to become wise? Yajim. Come south, come to Florida. That's the name of our name of our Torah journals, Yajim. The Gemara says, if you want to become wise, look towards the south. The menorah represents Torah. It doesn't just mean that we lit the menorah, the Yevanim say. When the Jew is connected to Torah, you're connected to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. And not just learning with your head, you're learning with your heart. At the end of the day, we go home, or you go home, and our midos aren't different. The Torah stayed up there. The Greeks wanted the Torah. No, fine. Kavaldik. Philosophy. Aristotle. Beautiful stuff. But as soon as it comes down to your neshama, no. There's no difference between 1205 Hebrew, which I didn't do so well on, Bible study, and science. Bible, by the way. Whew. It's lach rabba to everyone here. Just not pasha. Not pasha being in those classes. I try my best. We got to try our best. And they say, tefillah. At the end of the day, Torah is not just Torah. Torah is nitzchis. No, you're not going to get jokes like this the rest of the week. Torah is nitzchis. Torah is eternal. It's talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Svarim said, when we daven, we talk to Hashem. We're going to do that in a few minutes. When we daven, we talk to Hashem. Torah is Hashem talking to us. It's Hashem talking to us. So you want to know why Shovim Zdafka in between this time of Chanukah and Purim? Because the essence of Chanukah and Purim is one of Kabbalah Satayr. Chanukah is a time where they weren't physically out to kill us, they were out to spiritually kill us. In Purim, we know the Gemara and Shabbos tells us, on Peches, Kibbul Masha Kibbul Kfar. The whole essence of this time, it's the bridge from the Yontif of Chanukah, of Tor Shavah Peh, to the bridge of Purim, of the Kabbalah Satorah, Shabbos Peiches. And the East of Ach Yisrael says that at the end of the day, we Kabbalah Satorah out of love. It's not just stam. I don't see this mahalach anymore, but I think it's so pasha. It's not just stam that Shavuot Dafka happens in between Chanukah and Purim. Oh, Rebbe, what are you talking about? Shavuot happened this week, but Vayigash, Chanukah happened in Vayigash. Okay, so Klai Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim at Vayigash. Shavuot doesn't just stand for Shavuot. When we got to Mitzrayim, Shavuot already started. Okay, I know it didn't fit into the words exactly, but when Klai Yisrael got to Mitzrayim, Shavuot already starts. Rav Tzvi Meir talks about this in all this farm. Shavuot, the Hachana for Shavuot itself starts Vayigash Vayichi, and Klai Yisrael is already in Mitzrayim. And when is Shavuot Me'en Mishpatim, Truma Tetzava, that's Rosh Chodesh Adar Mamash. That's when Purim is. It's the bridge of Chanukah to Purim. So when a Jew connects himself to Torah, when a Jew connects himself to their Bonus Shom, Dafka through learning, and Dafka at the end of the day, when you come on a January break, and you could have just stayed in New York, you could have hacked around, okay, I learned a little in the morning, could have chilled in the afternoon, played a little ball, played a little tennis, in the indoor courts, Taka, because you have a snowstorm coming to Shabbos. By the way, I'm coming to, you guys are staying here. I'm going up north. I just heard about the storm. Very, very scared about that. Okay. At the end of the day, I have a ticket doesn't mean I'm going. At the end of the day, tell for us to know when we're learning here, you're learning here the whole week, you are doing exactly what Shavuot is all about. Shavuot is all about that bridge. The bridge from Chanukah to Purim. One of Torah. So let's just chazer. We started off with the Shlach HaKadosh. The Shlach HaKadosh said at the end of the day, it's a time of tshuva, Hashivin Avinu L'Sor HaSecha. We quoted the Prima Gadim, Yishnong, Pshut HaShoivim, to be able to make sure that we had a Shulchan Aruch source. The Prima Gadim even quotes it. And then we said the Morinayim. The Morinayim says that at the end of the day, that Shemos, the Gullus Mitzrayim, wasn't just a physical Gullus, but it was a spiritual Gullus. They tried to take us our minds. There was no fences there. There was no barbed wire like in Naziville. There was no barbed wire there. There was no barbed wire. It was a Gullus Hadas. It was at the end of the day, they controlled our minds, they controlled our hearts. They got us busy with work, 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 like the Mitzvah Shurim says. Work, 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 only until Paro died. Then we had a day to daven and say, oh, Rabbonu Shalom, what just happened here? What just happened? The Gullus Hadas. So what's the Geula? The Geula is by using our Das. Using our Das for Torah. And that's what the Shem Yishmol says, when the Kotzke and past generations, maybe the fasting worked, and maybe all the mikvahs worked. The Dafka, the biggest tikkun, the biggest connection to the Rabbonu Shalom is learning. Dafka learning, like Rav Yitzchak Vorka once said on his deathbed. Rav Biederman quotes this all the time. He says, on his last words, one of his last words was that the biggest purification of a Jewish soul by learning a Gemara. Learning a page of Gemara. That's the biggest purification, that's the biggest mikvah. Learning a page of Gemara. And Rav Kook said, you could be a slave and you could be free, or you could be a free man and be a slave. It's all about how you use your time, it's all about how you use your das. Let me quote the Bnei Yisrael, it's your time, it's tomorrow night. At the end of the day, he said, Bnei Yisrael said, you can even make kind mitzvah peru or vu. By learning. Dafka by learning, and dafka putting your thoughts together, coming up with the chiddush of Lo Sasser, you be mekayim mitzvah peru or vu. Even before you get married, Taka. I'm being mekayim mitzvah peru or vu every single time I learn. Every single time you're learning, you're being mekayim a mitzvah of putting it all together. And that's finally what we said. Why dafka shavim is all about this time of year. Because that's what Chanukah Purim is all about. It's the bookends. Chanukah Purim are the bookends of Torah. Chanukah, the Medrash said, quoted by the Bach. The Bach says, the Medrash tells us that as long as we lit the menorah, they couldn't touch us. Rabbi Yisachar Tov Vital says, what's Pshat behind this Medrash? Pshat is that we lit the menorah. The menorah represents the Torah. Kiner mitzvah of the Torah or. That's what Chanukah is all about. They didn't just want to physically kill us. They want to spiritually kill us. Tell us that at the end of the day, Bible is the same thing as social studies. And Bible is the same thing as science. No, no, no. When I'm learning Bible, they might quote it Bible, but it's Torah. It's Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not social studies, it's not history and sociology and all the other good stuff. But not the same thing. It's the bridge from Chanukah to Purim, Gemara and Shabbos, Peches, that we kibbul mash kibbul kfar, kibbul me ahava, says in Yismach Yisrael, that we accept it out of love. And finally, page number 5, we couldn't quote Shavim Torah, that quote of Tzvi Meir, Shlita, the great Rav. For anyone who's zocha to go be Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. And he says at the end of the day, he quotes the Rambam, why is it in the halacha of Hilchas Yisur Abiyah, I believe in the second parak, that the biggest taiva comes from the lev panui min hachachma. The biggest yitzara comes when our hearts aren't invested in Torah. Not our brains, the Rambam says, for the Jews who need a Rambam here as well. Lev! When your heart's not invested. When your heart's not invested in the Torah, that's when the Yetzer Hara comes. He says that's the whole inyum of the Zohar says. We said the siftach liboy ba'araisa, we say in Baruch Shemei. We don't want to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu should open up our minds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should open up our hearts. Hu yiftach libeinu b'soratso. You should open up our hearts to your Torah. It should be a lashon chakika. Pichus, pichus, echosem. It should be not just implanted, but it should be, it's a good synonym word over here. It should be tattooed into our hearts. And that's exactly what it means to be learning Torah. Not just with your moach, says Rav Simayer, but with your lev, with your heart. Just to end off with a maisa. I know Marv's at 9:45, it's only 41. They give me until 9:40, but they'll be okay. My wife's grandfather was on a march back from one of the camps. It was at the end of the war that Nazis knew they were going to lose. And my wife's grandfather couldn't do it anymore. Nazis said, if you stop for 1 minute, you're done. We'll shoot you on the spot. But he's walking for miles and miles and miles with mamish nothing, barely anything on his feet. He went into some snow. And he said, told his brother, Elia, he said, Elia, tell mommy and daddy, Tata and mama, if we make it, I just can't go on. And I'm telling you this is mamish emes because I heard it from my father-in-law. He said, my wife's grandfather's ready to die in the snow. My wife's great-uncle turns to him and goes to him in the snow when the Nazis weren't looking. Went over to him, said, Moshecham, we made it this far. We just got to hold out a little more, a couple more miles, and the Americans will be here, the Russians, whatever. We'll figure it. We got it. He said, I can't. And then what happened next is that they started Baal Peh, starting going over Mishnayos from Cheder and Psukim in Cheder from Siget. And it doesn't know how, but physically he was ready to die, and spiritually he was so uplifted. He got up. He was ready to die. He got up and was able to finish that march. Because that's what Torah does. Torah makes a person feel connected to the Ribono Shel Olam. Torah makes a person feel connected to who they are. But not only when the Torah is in your moyach. I know a lot of smart people, but a lot of Yetzer Hara is at night. Torah is supposed to make us feel connected to the Ribono Shel Olam. With our moyach, with our lev. When we put our whole essence into it, that's when we're really encapsulating what it means to be a Torah digger Jew. And that's, I think, what Shoivim and what it's all about. Shoivim Gematria Shas, because that's exactly what it is. Torah is the geula. Al tikir charas el cheras. Mitzrayim was gullus. You don't think of Mitzrayim because we're able to live around where we're able to live here? Yeah, we live in quote unquote times we're able to have a little more peace. But at the end of the day, for us to be able to understand that even having this, putting this away when we're learning, putting this away, or at least putting it on airplane mode, that's the biggest geula. And that's the biggest tikkun for Shoivim. Shmi zoche be'ez Hashem the whole week. And this should be a catapult for the rest of this man, be'ez Hashem. Connect to the bonus through Torah, but not just the Torah of the Mayach, Torah of the Alev. Well, this, Bez Hashem, will be Zocha to dance in Yerushalayim come perm time, Bez Hashem.